Hello and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Tonight we're having a little bit of fun and a lot of bit of crazy. It's Thursday and we're going to play Rose K's song, I Do Love You. Welcome all you fans, and I love you guys. This is Thursday night, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern time, and we're here, me and the wonderful, you know her as the psychic medium and wild person that's been on Thursdays for a long time. We've got a lot of you new listeners going, what's going on? Call 773-897-6461 if you're ready for some psychic fun. It's the one, the only certified psychic medium born with the gift who's been reading for quite a few years. She's a youngin', but a little fun one, and we call her Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I don't know about young, but I am doing great.
We had that question twice today brought up about my sister here on the Psychic. And those of you know, we are like brother and sister. And I missed last week due to some other situation. And I had today people going, you're going on with the really attractive one. And I had them ask me how old. I said, I don't know. I'm not going to ask Dina. But then the second person's asked me, so Dina's got a relationship, but how old? I go, what is going on? So that's why you're now the youngin. And I laughed. Ryan, my son, I talked to him on the phone. He goes, just say Dina's the youngin'. She's one of ours. I said, okay, that fits, Ryan. That sounds like Dina. She's a youngin'.
Well, thank you. I'll take it.
Dina, tell everybody what you've been doing before we start these wonderful readings tonight.
Well, yeah, I have been doing a lot. Today I've been doing readings all day and been doing some healings and readings, and I'm being glad that the snow's gone finally. And it's been spring, but now we got winter back a little. So it's been really good. It's been nice here.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I had heard some other friends saying that. We've got sunshine. I'm in Tampa, Florida. We're going to send some of this to you. I today was whining because I walked out with the air conditioner and I got a nice little chill to the face. Then I could come back in with the wonderful fun energy of the room was cooking, and I have this thing that I think I have German Shepherd in my family line because I smell the smell of a dog and it's me. I don't know if it's cooking out of me. I'm going to have to talk to my father and say, you know, you said Dutch. Did you not know there was German Shepherd in there too? Because it's something's going on, and it's, I know people are like, Jethro, that's a little much you need to share. But we like going on. So this
have,
one,
you noticed, have you noticed you're hairier lately?
No, but I do run at cars. For some reason, I just have this urge to bark whenever I see a window down too or stick my tongue out. Those of you ready for Psychics Gone Wild are going to have a lot of fun tonight. Me and Dina are the original individuals here. We started back with Living in the Psychic Realm, have worked through a lot of crazy, silly stuff, and are still here kicking it out. Those of you tuning in, hang on to that PsychicsGoneWild.com site and send in. Tonight we got some really good prizes. We've had some people step up that wanted to have and said if we can get Dina to tell her story of how to heal others when you really want them to go away, I will listen to it. I remember that she did this. I don't know if she remembers. It's been a couple of years ago, and she had a reading. I was the person. She read to me and told me to basically help and heal my relationship, and then he would go away. It was the best thing I ever did. I'm so happy. I still want to tell you, Dina, you're the best. From Tina in Birmingham. Okay, Birmingham. Sorry, Birmingham. Well, I'm having a moment. Yeah, let's get our face together. Here in Alabama, she's like, I'm over here working with other individuals, and I just want to tell Dina she is the best. I don't care what anybody else says. So, well, that's just going to start out. I don't know if that was a question or just a statement. That was really kind of different little email there. I'm reading off the Skype. Dina, I have a question for you. I have a one over here. I'm reading off of Facebook. For some time, Dina, I have been finding friends who want me to work with them on doing metaphysical and holistic. My teacher has taught me that I can only work with certain individuals, and I'm afraid of sharing my aura with others. Am I wrong to do this, but I just don't want to work with people who are not of the same energy and work that I am?
It's interesting because me and my friend talk about this quite a bit. There are different levels to the energy. You have to, and as you go through these different levels, yeah, you do have to be careful who you work with. But if you're going to do it like I do it for a living, it's like you don't really have a choice except for unless they're really, really like negative or really it doesn't match your energy, then you can do that. But pretty much you can overcome all that and bring your level even higher so that you're not feeling that. So working with them, that depends on whether it's all the time or you're just, you know, once or twice or whatever. If it's all the time, then definitely you only want to be working with people that match a vibration in some way. Or otherwise, you're not going to be giving them the best that you can give them if you're feeling like, oh, God, your energy doesn't match mine, or I'm not liking this, then nobody's going to gain anything. But you can, I'm here to tell you, you can overcome all those negative energies and bring them up into positive. That's kind of what you're there for, to help people.
No, I can hear her. Go ahead. She's asking to help with people, and she said, yes, uh-huh. She's also got another individual who is working with her. And so, Dina, you basically feel that she can do it either way. She's still having a little bit of doubt. I'm sorry here. She's still a little bit uncertain of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you have to use either, if it's feeling like not right in the pit of your stomach, then walk away from it. But that's kind of, if this is what you want to do for work, that's what you're called to do, then your job or your thing is to bring them up so they're not in that lower vibration anymore. So that depends on if you're just doing it as a favor or it's just something, this is something you really want to do in life, because that's why we do it, is so we can help other people and bring them up out of some of that denser energy.
Very good. And so asking here, Dina, I really want to thank you for this. I have a friend of mine who now is going to take over the typing. We've got my name is Steve, and I'm also here as a friend and an individual, and I very much respect the show. Dina, I have a question to you. Is it correct to ask a person on the second date about their spiritualness and to see if they could even do this? You know, they said, what he's saying is he wants to know if his second date, if he can ask her about if she's into this or not, because he doesn't want to be with someone who's not into metaphysical. Is that correct, or is that something holistically that's offensive to ask someone right off the bat?
Well, yeah, this is how I do it. what's your sign? What do you think about astrology? it kind of opens up. Because, you know, if they go, oh, God, I don't believe in that stuff, or no, yeah, then it kind of opens that up without you kind of going, kind of directly going in and going, well, do you do this work? Because not everybody has to do it, per se, but to believe in it, because, yes, when you're with somebody, you want them to believe in you and to trust you and what you do. So, yeah, that's how I do it. I just kind of go in the back door in a roundabout way and feel it out. But, and then some people will go, well, like, you know, well, it's interesting, but, you know, it's not my thing. Well, then you can go into the next level of, well, what would you think, you know, what do you think of people who do it? So that's how I would approach it.
I love that. And the guys are telling me that they're also working with a level of it to go ahead and work out everything that was intended for you. They say that this is the best way to do it. Now, I've got a couple of you guys writing me at the same time. You're gonna laugh. I'm a little flustered. We got all new people on the phones here, which is really wild and going to be fun. So make sure you guys hang on just for a few minutes, and then we'll give you guys a chance to do that one question. I've got quite a bit happening here. So those of you tuning in, I do apologize. Amy had some other things that happened on short notice, didn't want to be here with us. No, I'm teasing. Amy had something that came up, and she couldn't make it. So tune in Saturday, because there's where you'll see Amy. I have a lot of you guys asking me, what happened to you, Jennifer? Well, you guys, I do have, I know it surprises you, but I do have a little bit of a life. Once in a while, someone will take me out for coffee or tea, and if I'm real good, they'll let me run up and down the block. But, you know, it's like, I had some situations with a business meeting and some things working out where it took late to get across the bridge. Meaning, if you know Florida, we want to go from Florida to Clearwater. So we had Amy do that and help in. That's the fun thing about Psyche's Gone Wild. We always have variety. Thank you guys that are writing about you. Missed me. I missed you too. We have got ourselves ready. We're going to grab that phone. It is an hour show. Thursdays has always been an hour show, and it just works well. I love all you guys. We try to get as many people as we in that we can. So we do ask you guys when we pick up your area code to please tell me your name and your question you've got. I do know a lot of you guys want it. If you want a general reading, I will read generally what's around you. We don't have 30 minutes, and you won't get a whole 30-minute reading, which will tell you all of that. Those are what we charge for at psychesgonewild.com. But if you do a specific and we're helping with your situation, you get the same energy, and we get to put it there focused. The really strong way is to have that half an hour with us. So then I want you just to come in and put your hand down, look at me, say your name, and let's go from there. Because then you know, actually, we're both working in it together. But in fairness here, due to time and other people, please tell me your question so we can help you here at Psyche's Gone Wild. 706, this is Psyche Jethro and Dina Flanagan, and you are? Well, there they go. Okay. I think they were at McDonald's the day that they were handing out those cookies. How about 440? What do you know, 440? Would you like to talk on Psyche's Gone Wild?
No, she specifically wants to say chestnut rolls, and my guest
okay.
is doing some things.
Hello? All right. Well, no problem. We'll go let you go ahead and serve that cheesecake, and we'll get back to you in a little bit. We're having a night, Dina. I think that we've got – are we hooked up to the food arouse? Everybody knows I'm craving stuff. This is the guide. I have been good all day. I ate one baby sandwich I snuck in, but I have been good all day. I've been eating natural stuff, all these good things. I am losing weight, and I'm about ready to rip my hair out. Then I pick up the phone, and someone's talking about cheesecake. I love you, too, 440. We'll get back to you when I quit crying. 904, what are you doing? Psyche's Gone Wild. Would you like to talk to Dina?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
LaShondra, I'm so glad of you with us. You're trying to scare me. What's going on, girlfriend? It's like they're out there trying to scare me. I'm trying to be good. I'm dieting here. Don't tease a dieting man.
It's like, in a way, I don't want to, you know, move back to Texas. So what I did was I went to Human Resource to try to get a higher position, like a team lead position. I'm pretty good with some of the people in HR, and there's two people in particular that I talk to all the time, one by the name of Valerie and one Kate. So I'm just wondering, what do you see around me getting promoted to another position, something of authority?
Gina.
I feel like you're talking about in the same place you're at?
Yes.
Yeah, because 6 months, I'm hearing about 6 months that a position will come up that will suit you or what you need to do. I'm feeling like there's other people that are in line for positions there. Is that correct?
Yes. And see, after 6 months, if it's going to take 6 months, then I'm not staying here in Florida because my plan was, after my divorce goes through, is to relocate back to Texas. But I told them that, you know, if I could get a position of, you know, leadership or something other than what I'm doing now, that I'd be willing to stay. But if not, then I will just go ahead and, you know, relocate back to Texas.
Well, that's what I'm hearing, that there's other people in line, so I don't know if they can jump over you, because I'm hearing, like, I think they're going to tell you, or they're going to say something like, well, in 6 months we'll have a position for you, because that's what I keep hearing. So I really don't feel one coming up sooner. I feel like that these other people that are in line for it, they have something in mind. So I just don't feel like it's one that's coming up sooner. I don't know, Jethro, what do you get on this?
I feel the same way, and I feel like there's something there that's happening for you, that it's just set like something with red tape or something there going on with it. And I feel like no matter what you say or do, they're not going to budge it. I'm also hearing the guys talk to you a little bit about what else is going on there that you're a little sad about. You're kind of like, I see you looking a little shy or handling out something else there a little bit. Lashonda, there's something happening for you that's making it your energy go into that. I feel like there's a little bit of here with something else that's got you a little bit emotionally, or you're like a little down or something. I've never heard you this way. I've read for you a couple times. I feel like we're family here. I just feel like you're a little sad.
Basically, this guy, Kevin, that I've been seeing, it's like I really, you know, I've really fallen for him, but I'm not, you know, sure about, you know, anything, you know, between us. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm feeling. That's where I think we should have went with the question. I feel like I'm bad with you because I feel like it's a bad energy with you guys too. And they said, you know, going into some other work, they said, no matter what, let's let this go to another level for you. They said that you're also dealing with some of this energy there. And that's what the guys are saying a little bit. Like, apologies, I'm giving her two questions. It's my friend. Leave me alone. I can talk to Lashonda if I want. They're like already nagging me. Two questions, Catherine. Okay, questions. What are we? The police now on questions? So what I feel is the guys are telling me here, and I'm going to continue to do it because you know I do what I want. Dina will tell you I'm spoiled rotten. She says I need a spanking. And we're working with the energy. That's what I feel. I feel that that's got to get handled. I feel like that you have a lot more energy there, and I feel that person, it cares, but it's just it hasn't gotten cleared out, and I feel that's part of what's also in the making. As you're getting more energy with that relationship and that feeling, that sadness, I feel it's going to go through. I want to put some prayers and stuff towards you, Lashonda. Write me privately at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you a couple of really strong prayers and work that I do that help me with this kind of thing, especially when it's going on with relationship. They're showing me your heart's real heavy.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's a whole new time. It's time for a whole new change is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So a move wouldn't be bad. And I just feel like that you just are in this, like Jessica said, like a heavy energy. And you need to just kind of climb up out of it, and that a whole new change would do you good. A whole new, I just feel like a breath of fresh air, breath of fresh air. That's what you need. So, you know, look at the things as if it's positive. You know, all these, you know, they may feel negative at the time right now, but usually their messages, they're, you know, to move on, or that this ain't working, so move on and life will get better.
And you're a good person, Lashonda. You know, we all read with our heart chakra, and I feel what's happened to you is that you've just been around it for a while, like just what Dina said there. It's like when that happens, I know different times, and it's a cleansing I'm going to send to you, but it's a very positive one, that what it does is it cleans the outer aura, and then your energy, which the aura is a vortex moving in a circular motion, can raise your energy back to it. And what happens is when you get this extra energy or negative energies or crazy energy like that, that chaotic energy will build around it and then hold to a level. So what's happening is that kind of energy for you. So, you know, that's exactly what it's doing. And I just, you know, I wish you well, Lashonda. You rock, and thank you for being a fan and listening into Psyche's Gone Wild.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're rolling here. We're going crazy. Make sure you guys put in at psychicsgonewild.com. We got some prizes. We're going to be giving away stuff. I have a friend here, JD, put in a malachite stone. He said, I love Dina Flanagan. I've got to give this away, and I'm going to give it to Psychics Gone Wild. Put it out there. Give it to one of the people that listen in to Thursdays, because Dina's been on Thursdays ever since I can remember, and I have a short memory. So you guys work with me. JD, you're a funny man, and we thank you. So we'll be giving that away. So those of you who put in psychicsgonewild.com will be winning a very nice stone, a healing stone. Malachite works with the heart energy. And also, isn't malachite the one that works with your bones? Do you know, remember what malachite also does? I can't.
Yeah, it does. It's a really good grounding stone, so.
Excellent. Very cool. Very beautiful green stone. So you guys put in there, and I'll be pulling a winner out of that hat here in a few minutes. Why do we do this? I love this. Why are you and Dina doing this? I have been listening to the show for the first time, and you're giving away prizes, and now you're telling people about stones. Ma'am, I think you're at the wrong door. You wanted to turn to just there. We're a lot more dimension than that. You need to just keep on going down. The next radio show will be there for you. I'm sure there's one of those shows that we're here for you. That's what psychics do. We do deal with stones. We also talk to stones. I will admit this in public and sometimes in out of public. But Dina and me are doing it. I've got to laugh. Dina, we're on a roll tonight. I don't know what you've done, but pull the plug because the bathtub's getting scary here. I've got things happening all around me. First, we have people ordering cheesecake over the radio. We have someone that didn't want to talk to me to start, and now I have someone telling me that they're scared if I'm doing the right thing, and they want to know if I need some help. No, I'm pretty good. I've been capable ever since I got up and put on my big clothes. I've been able to do this pretty well. 603, this is Psychic Jethro with Dina and you and me. How are you, 603?
Hi, Jethro. It's Rose.
I'm sorry?
Hi, Dina. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Thank goodness somebody's saying we played your song tonight, and they're driving me. I'm going to put down, I do want to go crazy for you. These people are running. We've got scariness in the air, and it's multiplying. I can hear it growing under me. It's spooking me. It's like it's really up there.
You played my song. You played it again tonight?
I played again tonight, and we did it, and I got to tell you,
we
got so much response. People are like, whoa, that song's rocking, so we're sending them to your website. Definitely, if you get a chance in the room, put it in there, or let Jan, I think Jan's got that, she'll put it in the chat room, and everybody say hello to Jan, and we got three of our psychics in the room. We got Candy, Jan, and DC Love is sneaking around in there acting wild, and they say that,
I'm not in the chat tonight because I'm doing paperwork and I'm watching my shows. So I thought I'd call in and say hi because I talked to you last night. And I just had a really good day and just kind of, what do you see happening? And anything good?
Okay, what do you see happening for Rose and Dina here? And we got in fairness because we talked about love last night. We don't want to keep going to the same thing for the Oracle. There's actually a big metaphysical reason for it. I don't want to do the lessons on the radio. But so that
how about my music?
Different. Thank you.
Anything going on? Will I have any luck here?
What I hear is keep pushing forward with that. There's still some venues that you can put it out on, they're saying. And if you have, keep pushing forward and have more patience with it and keep putting it out there and keep looking for all the different venues you can put it through, somebody's going to pick it up. I feel like they're going to make you an offer to use your music so that it will be earning you money, but not just money, but some, you know, finally you can get your name up there a bit. Is there something in the works now?
No, I mean, you know, I do it because I enjoy it, and I would love to, you know, at least get a couple professional studio recordings of some of the stuff that I've done, which are all cover songs, but, you know, I always have people asking me if I could put music to their songs. Somebody sent me one of their songs, and it's hard because I don't play. I mean, I can grab a keyboard and, you know, kind of fool around with some things, but I'm not really knowledgeable. That's where my brothers come in because they play. I would just, you know, love to do something. I feel that because I'm struggling finding a job. I have kids, you know, I'm doing the mom thing for the baseball. And I'm just trying to keep myself busy with everything and still have somewhat of a life and do my music because it helps a lot of my stress. But I guess I just want to get it out there more. And I have a website. You know, I'm ranked number one in my city. And I just really would like somebody to say, hey, I like you, and I want you to come in and, you know, do a couple songs and, you know, whatnot. I mean, I can't afford to pay for all this stuff, but, you know, if someone makes me an offer, if they want to hear me do it professionally, then I think something can work.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm saying. I feel like if you just keep up with it, like, it's not going to, you still have to earn money other ways for now. It's not going to be that for you right now, but
I
feel like this offer is going to come in that will bring you out there a little more widely spread so that other people know about you. And then all of a sudden, the more people will be using you for that. But it's going to take a little while, and that's why they said keep pushing forward and keep trying to get it out there as much as you can. So get that the professional thing done, because I'm hearing once you put all these in place, because what they're showing me is, yeah, you still got a lot of more work to do, a lot of hard work to do to get it out there. So if you're really determined to do it, it will fly, but it's going to take a while. That's what it's saying. Yeah. So that's why they're saying don't give up and push forward. But whether you get frustrated or it takes off soon or not, you have to do it because it's part of your soul. And once you start working on your soul a little bit more, then your music and what you do with your music is going to become clearer and more focused and something that people will relate to on an energetic level.
Mm-hmm.
So in this process of you getting there, it's going to be a lot of growth for you. And in that growth, then all of a sudden it will happen, because the two need to, you know, kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah,
so
my mom was my biggest supporter. I mean, she loved hearing me sing, and she always wanted me to do something. And, you know, I sing from the heart, and I'm so blessed because all of this came from her, because she played the piano and she sang.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I mean. I feel like that the energy you put out once you connect it to and start doing more work, if that's what people are going to feel, and that's what they're going to be attracted to, which is, you know, 20,000 musicians out there or more, but it's what comes out from your heart and your energy. That's what's going to really solidify it.
Love you, Rose. We got to go with the other ones, pushing with the coming. Let's talk about psychics and doing that, making friends with us who do this and why we are magical. It went all the way back to Lemuria. You look at the Atlantis when they were able to move and do the energy and control the weather. Yes, they got a little crazy. But what were they utilizing? What was their best friends? Psychic mediums and intuitives is what we're called now. Back then, they were prophets, voyeurs, people who was knowledgeable. We worked with the energies, we worked with our guides, and we were able to see and predict the future. Now, those of you who remember the good and the bad. I mean, there were some other countries who've used psychics who we all know and did very bad things to the world, but they utilized those abilities. Are we not being a part of that in history and our abilities to help other people reach those dreams?
Yeah, definitely. And it is interesting and fascinating because, no matter what you call us, it's all coming from the same place. You know, all of our messages, all of our healing, it comes from the same place. And yeah, that's what we do. We're out there, whether it was, you know, 2,000 years ago or now, we're there just to help and to heal and to, you know, to help people in a good way along their path and their journey.
And people believe in the laying on hands, talking in tongues, working the energies, doing the other parts of it. We are a form of it. There's a whole supernatural out there that is, like you said, it's all the same source. I have had the uniquest experience here right now with some friends I'm working with in some different areas and some really criteria. And I'm putting out a positive energy to working together in some really good forms of stuff that I'm going to put here. And my dream and goal is to eventually have people like Dina fly in from Maine, stay here with me and Kay for a couple of days, have her do some work here. And I've got some tools that I'm working with now that are coming in the mail, and I'm going to be able to watch it, video it, prove it, and say, this is what Dina did. Because Dina, as you guys know, has also worked on me. By the way, I had someone write me this. I said, Dina Jethro, what is the best way to tell with a psychic, and who do you promote and who you don't? I'm probably the wrong one to ask that unless you're really ready to hear it. I promote the individuals that are on the show with me. I promote all the individuals with Psyches Gone Wild because I personally have worked with them and done it. I promote American Federation Certified Psychics because they are individuals who are tested and proven to do it. I do not promote the individuals who come on our sites on Gone Wild and our Facebook and what I consider called scabbing because they come on and they say they're a friend and then they privately write other people to get readings. I don't promote them. And if I catch them doing it, which you let me help me do, those people will be removed. I really promote individuals who are like Dina, just forthright and real strong, or Jan, who's just really a good person and is putting forth the effort. I don't promote people who are out there telling people that it's done because of their ego or their other work. Sorry, I got on my butt. Dina, what would you say about that? Who would you promote?
Well, for sure, what we do and everybody that works from here, we all come from the same place. We all come from a place of just wanting to help people. I mean, that's why we do it, come on here and do it for free. We just help, we want everybody, you know, whether you have money or not, deserves to be helped. So that's what we do. So I promote people who are in that same, you know, capacity. Anybody who has a big heart, anybody who wants to just help people. I mean, yeah, we do make a living from it, but we help everybody, you know, so.
Yeah, and I promote. So you guys realize, like, a good example, if someone writes that they have a site on our sites, I put them up there. The reason is you guys have to be put through me to do that, and that's where I love you guys that I put up. The ones that you don't see up there, the ones who are trying to tell me, and this is something that, Dina, we've got to talk about this, and this is a big topic right now. They are working together to do Reiki with not touching. You have to touch the person to tune them. You know, and do you believe the other Reiki that they do? I do believe in Reiki. I love Reiki. It's phenomenal. But I know you have to, there comes a point where you have to be touched to be tuned. Now, there's other individualities that are working with different things, and that's a different type of thing. But they said, you know, going into another work with it together, it is a real positive situation. I do adhere to working together with other people to work it out, and that's what we do. You know, it's like a good example is we all love Reiki. We work with energy. But there are individuals who are doing this to promote, and I don't think that's right. You know what I'm saying, Dina? Those are the ones I'm talking about, and I do like that. I mean, Facebook is a free thing to come in, but those of us who know, we are putting out this for the radio. We're putting out with other things, and honestly, we're doing that as a gamble. I know of a lot of friends of ours who are not doing it after 3 years. We're at a point now where our show is going to do another level from Blog Talk, and like Amy Kavanaugh's name is really well known all over Blog Talk. She's a phenomenal one. Dina Flanagan. I've got my name known in some areas, and I feel very grateful. What we're going to do with the Frontier is we're going to be bringing that out to light. And what I feel sad is I feel that some of the other individuals who, along the way, like we were doing, they got missed out and got because of it, because other people came in, did free readings, did $20, just readings to do, and instead of even working with it, they were behind, and then it gave us a bad name because I've had some names brought up, and I'm not going to go over the air with it. Those are the people I'm after. So it really hurts me because they were never on the show with us. They were just friends, but then they filled the energy by being with us, which is right. I mean, I know you're psychic. Everyone's got a sixth sense. What makes it really unique is when you sharpen that sense or when you work with that sense to do a reading. Don't you feel, Dina?
Well, yeah, absolutely, because you can't. Yeah, this is interesting because this is one of the things that you and I wrote about in one of our articles.
Yeah.
You know, and who you can trust or whatever. And my answer to that was you can't trust just anybody. There are a lot of people, it's like anything, if people think they can make a quick buck off something, they will. So there's a lot of people who will do that or just call themselves psychic or whatever. So, yeah, you do have to watch out for those, which unfortunately give us, you know, who really love it, a bad name and really, you know, love our work. So you really kind of do have to, it has to be some kind of a thing, you know, with something where you were referred or you know about or something that you just feel in the pit of your stomach as well that you can trust them.
Exactly. And to work with the energies of it together. And that's what we love. That's why all of us are here together. And I got some people going, oh, my goodness, Jethro. Well, we'll come back, level out. We have to have those little tit baths to keep the little food on the table, don't we? I got somebody really, some of you guys make me laugh. I've got them right in there going, Jethro, you're always complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm just bringing up a point. I'm a happy guy, okay? Never mind. We'll not discuss it. No, I never had that thing. I was open, very open-minded. 713, let's talk about something else before they run off and go, Jethro's beat a blabber lips. How are you, 713?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really excited. You called up Psychic's Gone Wild. Would you like to talk to Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, maybe some other people who are having a fit?
Either one of you.
Okay.
My name is Candy.
Hey, Candy, you rock. And it's good to hear you. You little wild one. You would like to have a reading about what, my little dear Candy?
Well, let me see, my dear Jethro.
Oh, my goodness. Feel the energy that's going on for her. So what I'm feeling and feeling with the energy with you is that there's a lot of development happening around you in energy. They're telling me that you've been dealing with two other obstacles in your life, and they're going to come out. One of them has been handled physically by some situation that's going on, and by June you're going to have the other one verbally cleared. You're making time and doing things for you. You valued you all the way through, but there's a change in the air for you is what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting there. I feel like it's going on not only in your house, but in your area, and also physically in your body.
Nice. Thank you.
What are you feeling for our dear friend?
She came on and I got a headache. Not that you gave me a headache, but it's like, wow.
High energy.
Yeah, high energy. And there's a lot of high energy with you. And you've got a lot going on in your mind, too. So, like you've got to, your mind seems to go all the time. Go, go, go. So it's saying to calm it down. To just learn to just bring it down and, you know, through meditation or whatever. And when you bring it down, a lot of things are going to become clear to you is what I'm hearing. And by bringing it down, believe it or not, your vibration is going to go up. So you're going to have this really high energy vibration. And you do healing work?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. And I feel like that when you do this, your healing work is just going to kind of be off the chart. So that's what it, bring it down so that it goes back up, if you can understand that. You've got a lot of changes coming up for the summer, I'm feeling, around the summertime. And, but there'll be really good changes. So, but some of them might seem a bit stressful, but they'll actually be good. Once you come through them, once you decide about them. So, and by the fall, I feel like you're going to be, they're saying, stepping into where you want to be or stepping into someplace really cool and good. So from now to the fall, this is the work that you have to do kind of on yourself. You're in a great place. But this is just where you're going to be in a better place.
Okay. Well, Tina, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Candy. I'm Jethro's new Saturday girl.
Oh, well, welcome, Candy. Nice to meet
you. Thank you.
You're the reason all this stuff's going wild on here, Candy. You come on here. You and Dina together, we'll stop doing this. Dina used to do this before. I think it was funny when I was screaming mommy and everything's going wild because I'm trying to run the show and we got energy going over the wall. I'm teasing, Candy. Can't wait forward to see you Saturday.
Okay. Love
you. I'm chuckling because you know what that sounds like? I'm Candy, Jethro's new Saturday girl.
Oh, now tease us. You just are jealous because you won't get up on Saturday. You're off camping somewhere or chasing some deer down up in the woods talking to the friends of the great mountain bear. You know, Dina, our little petite, but Dina is a very much camper and a person out in the wildlife and nature, very much what psychics do. And those of you who know, I've been all sites of it. I do camp. I do things. Sometimes I just take a little fickle pickle and just run around the city and act silly. So I got people writing to go, Jethro, you always tease her. Stop it. God, I love it.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's what we are. doing. You guys tune in. We're going to be doing some new things and some very positive things here. We've got a winner here for the Malachite, and she has just put in tonight. I went ahead and did the first person that put in, and so the first name that came up out of all the ones that put in tonight is Tina Miller in Baldwin, California. Tina, thank you. You've been putting your stuff. You rock. So I can send that to your stuff in the mail, and you will be receiving that in the mail here. It does take 3 to 5 days. I apologize. It's called Tampa's Mail. I know my sister got her Christmas present in April this year. She was very impressed that I remembered it until she realized it was late. It wasn't that I was early. So please bear with us, Tina, and congratulations on winning that prize. 706, what do you want to do? Do you want to talk to Psychics Gone Wild?
I do.
Well,
are you
hello?
There?
Hello? I'm here.
It's Mary Ellen. How are you doing?
Really good, Mary Ellen. I'm really glad that you – I was afraid you were going to tell me you wanted a hamburger with fries. I was like
– No, I don't want a hamburger with fries. I want cheesecake.
Oh, goodness. That got me so good. You know, you deliberately – you went right in the middle of that. I'm like, oh, no, because I'm thinking – I thought the guys are telling me to eat cheesecake. I'm thinking it. I pick up the phone, hello, and the person's like, she's eating cheesecake. I'm like, no, I want to eat my cheesecake. Mary Ellen, ask Dina a question before she kicks me to make me shut up.
Well, I was wondering if I got a call from our landlord today, and he's changing he wants us to meet with a realtor, and I was just wondering if this is going to go, I'm just not in the mood to move. So I'm wondering if, you know, if we're working this out or what's going on. Are you there?
I kind of got part of that. So you've got a meeting with the landlord.
Well, yeah, he changed management. The gentleman that was managing was our neighbor, and I don't know what happened, but, you know, I got a call that now he has this realtor that's going to be the manager, you know, property manager, and I'm just, we've been in this place going on 4 years, and I was just wondering if we are still going to be able to stay here or if we're going to have to move.
Okay, that's why I was trying to get it cleared up. I don't feel like you're going to have to move right away.
Okay.
I don't feel like it. I feel like that the new changes are going to take place, and there's some things they want to change and everything. So or new rules or something along that line. That's what I'm feeling like. So I don't feel like you're going to have to move right away. It might be something you might do, you know, at some point, but at right away, I don't feel so. I feel like that's all it is like, you know, changes or something like that.
Okay. I just hate dealing with realtors. I don't like dealing with them. I don't. Because I think they're like attorneys. They talk on both sides of their mouths, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You do kind of have to, you know, watch everything and see and dot your I's and cross your T's. You do have to do that, but I don't. I have a feeling that you don't have to. That's what I'm hearing.
All right. Well, I know that he's really pressing us to buy the house. And, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to be in that position probably for about another, I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Well, and that's what I mean. I think it's stuff that everything that changes, the things they're going to talk about. But and they're willing to work with you because I don't feel they want you to just up and move. They like that you're there.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's fine. I just don't want to be blindsided when, you know, my husband says, I'm not going. You have to do this. So anyways, I'm sorry?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just said, you know, he just doesn't like to deal with this stuff, and he doesn't like to deal, you know, so he always like throws it in out on my shoulders to deal with this, and then I feel like I'm in a corner, or I'm going to get really pissed off and say something. You know, the main side of me comes out, and I just become very direct to these Southerners.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. I know what you mean.
Yes. And I have a lot of, boy, I'm getting fan mail now for this. I apologize, Mary Ellen. I agree with Dina with the thing that I got to go. And they're teasing me because they want to know what was I doing looking at your cheesecake. Now, what? Where do these people get this? I'll have you know, I've checked out other people's desserts. My girlfriend and me don't. We're not discrepant when it comes to restaurants. It's that when we don't go when we get crappy. So we do look. You can look at the menu. Just when you touch it, I get in trouble. So I don't know what's going on, Mary Ellen. We've got to dress these people up and ship them out. I don't know what's happening tonight, but they're just, they're getting to be to that stage where they're, where they got to be thrown out of the nest. They'll either fly or break. I don't care. Leah, love you. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. What a wild night. I don't know what else is happening. They're like, Jethro, you got upset. Now, let's clarify my upsetness. I was just speaking to two others who went on our site and were basically being annoying to me. And I politely let them know that's why Facebook is freedom and got them off. So what happened, Dina? I used to be a nice person. Do you remember that day when I was nice 3 years ago? I remember it real clear.
Oh, yeah. You're still nice, Jethro.
Thank you. You are too, Dina. And I don't understand why we're having, I mean, I'm getting, I feel like we're getting a little bit of a kooky energy that's changed for us. We are really professionals. I really pride myself in this. And that's what I had someone tell me. They said that they listen to the show. That's what we do with the readings. That's what we give you that time. I had someone ask me yesterday, if I was psychic, why didn't I not know that? And I asked them, do they know everything that happens in their world and their spectrum? And they said, no. I said, so you expect me to do my five senses plus my six sense and to know each and everything that's around me in a percentage when I see 7 to 5 people a day? I started doing the other math, and I realized, what is going on? I'm not left-sided brain, so I don't know what's going on. There's something in the air. I'm just saying, watch the water, see what you're drinking. Something's going crazy for Jethro to be working with math this late at night. You know, it's spooky. We're going to go nuts, Dina. 720, what do you know? And they go, oh, 720, they did a buzz. I don't know if that meant you're buzzed. If you're buzzed, please stay buzzed, and we'll try to come back to you. 610, what do you know, 610? Hello, psyche's gone wild, 610, okay. How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Really good. You little shy one. We got you to come up and say hello. This is Jethro and Dina. We got a bunch of people waiting, and you got it. Do you want to listen, or do you want to talk to us? You seem like you're a little spooked by us. We're not bad people. I don't care what the police said. They begin at the wrong time.
I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. No, yes, yeah. I do have a question. I was wondering, you know, if I had a question.
Yes, and your name is?
My name is Sonia.
Well, welcome, Sonia. Go ahead and ask your question. I have to get permission of your guides, is why I ask your name.
Right. I wanted to see about the new job that I just started. And I'm pretty excited. I'm going in my second week now, and it seems like a great company, and I just wanted to see how, you know, you saw me adjusting with the job and how you saw me doing there.
I'm sorry, what? I saw you what with the job?
No, I said I just wanted to see what you were picking up as far as me, you know, adjusting into the job and how you saw me, like, you know, performing in the job and all that, so...
Oh, definitely. Okay. Well, I feel like if you go in with a positive attitude, you know, get in there with a positive attitude, I feel like that you can have fun with this job. That's what I'm feeling. Like it's actually something that will take you, you know, a place rather than thinking, oh, gosh, am I doing this for nothing? Because I feel like that you will go places with this job. And there is also, it's also be fulfilling in certain ways. So I hear to keep at it and try it out. And if it's not what you want, they're saying that you can, you know, you would have no problem moving on. But I feel like if you keep with it, that it will be okay for you for now. It will bring you places. I'm having a hard time talking tonight. So don't mind me. It's like I'm stuttering. My guys are stuttering tonight. So, yeah, Jethro, what are you getting there?
I'm feeling the same thing. I feel that with you, Sonia. And I, the guides are, and I try to compliment here, and I really want the other psychics to do it. Even though you get one question, we try to give you a little bit of the other side to it, because it's like if four people all say the same thing, it's nice, but it's really, it's to keep the show active. We want to make sure that the gift is being used. And I feel like that's exactly what's happening. Sonia, I've only got like 9 minutes. We definitely love you. Please tune in to psychicsgonewild.com. And thank you. I didn't mean to, I do talk a lot, and I'm very hyper. I feel like you're all polite, and I'm, my mother would love you. She'd be like, Jethro, that's why we always made you stand at the back with the other eight kids. I'm all like, hello, baby. How you doing? What's life going? Thank you for calling in. I hope we helped you. We're going to take just a second here, and we'll do a little bit of a promo. I know you guys are like, Jethro, you never stop talking. Definitely get a hold of us for these new CDs that we're going to be putting out. Me and Dina have got it. You guys contact us. We're going to work out we'll be talking about it and get a rate. We're going to have CDs where Dina is going to be working with you right over your CD, sent in the mail where you can have it done, or even better yet, sent to your computer download, and you can work with Dina on how to do the psychic healing, how to do the energies. I'm working with people now on how to read the tarot, how to read the dominoes, how to read the dice, any of the cards, any of the tools. I have four new students. You'll be hearing them here on Saturdays. My new student, Tony Vallon, will be on here Saturday with me and Candy. Me and Candy will be going wildy with Tony. And be ready. This is one of my newest students. Phenomenal. He has the abilities. We worked with him to raise and do those things, to get him certified, to get him out there. Those who are listening in know that the predictions are in the next year there's going to be over a 3 million rays of individuals, more conscious awareness. This is sciencely proven and scientifically proven that with the science that these individuals will be looking for new and holistic ways to be worked with. What do you think they're going to be coming to? They're going to be coming to medium psychics, intuitive, and people. We need to be out there. We need to be light. We need to be strong. Get your credibility. Show them that you've got it. Take your readings. You guys that are new psychics, you're asking me, how have I done it for all these years and stayed in business and done so well? Why am I like this? Because I'm solid as a rock. My readings from 1995 were taped and proved just as like they are today. Look at Dina. Dina, when I ask you, can I tape you or can we do the show, the first response, Dina says, well, everybody does. She thought I was a goofball. I go, Dina, I need to put you on a radio show. We need to go there and do Living in the Psychic Realm, and I'm going to have to ask you pertinent questions over the radio. She goes, well, what other questions are there? That's the kind of people we want. That's the ones that we're out there doing. So you guys get ready to get intense. Will you be off? Yes. I have a few things I was. We're all human. Will you have fun? If you're with Psychics Gone Wild and you don't have fun, we need to put a toe tag on you and shove you in the drawer because there's no help for you. We are pretty wild. Dina, tell them a little bit here about how you would help somebody who wanted to get involved in this and could not meditate. We've got about 16 emails in different ways of saying they get scattered, they can't focus, and they have no other way of learning this, but they can't meditate. What would you tell them to do or try?
Well, meditation is many different things. So the traditional sort of meditation where they tell you to put on a CD and quiet your mind. Yeah, good luck with that one. I can't do that one so much myself. So you take I do it in the shower. Like when I'm taking a shower, that's when I meditate with the nice water running over me. And by meditate, I just mean taking the breath of the day, clear the mind, and think of all the blessings and great things you had during the day. So there's one of them. Driving in the car, of course, they tell you not to do that, but driving in a car, sometimes even listening to music that I love, that's another form of meditation for me. Sitting out in the woods and just, listening to nature sounds, that's another form of meditation. Now, to completely shut your mind up, well, that maybe not, but what you want to do is focus. Focus in on maybe listening to what your spirit guides have to say. Ask them a question, ask them what you want to know. And then the answers will come to you while you're in these places. Like, for me, those are places that I love. So maybe it would be a place where you love being, what really makes you feel good. Those are the three places that I just love being. And or out in the world with people. Sometimes I go get to the coffee shop, the local coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get my coffee, and I'll sit there, and I will just, what people watch. And to me, that's another form of meditation. That's because it's recharging your batteries. And when you recharge your batteries, then the answers come into you and the clarity comes into you. that you need to get these answers that you're seeking.
And I've got, real quick, we've got 5 minutes. Hang on, 626. You'll be our last caller in the 5 minutes. We'll get to you real short. Just hang on. Those of you who have been listening in, we've got a proposition. I was supposed to ask Dina over the radio to make sure everybody heard it, and she thought about it. We didn't make it to New York, unfortunately, due to Jethro's schedule and other things, really busy. But in June 21st and 22nd, there will be the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo Fair here in Tampa, Florida. Look at the schedule. See if you can make it down, Dina. We all love you here. Jethro's told us so much about you. We can't wait. You could be our healer. We'll all be psychics. We'll be throwing people at you like you've never seen before. Can Dina come down to Tampa, Florida and do some healings? We'll put her behind the table we're going to be doing there and having a great time. I don't know. Dina, look at that and see. It's June 21st and 22nd, a Saturday and Sunday. You could stay here for free at our house. We would make sure you had fun. You know, the only thing is we got to warn you, Tampa, with me and Dina, we've never actually physically been in the same town. L.A. didn't work out. So you better, you know, have extra people on board because these two psychics are going to be wild.
I think there's a reason we've never been in the same town, Mike.
I think so. I think you should check and look into it. We could look at airfares. I know that we've got we've got a company right now that's really good with Alliance something. A friend of ours just flew down, and actually they got a hold of him quick enough that it was like maybe $150 round trip. It's very affordable. And what we could do is have you do that, Dina, and then we just plan like an extra day. So there's some people here I would set up and some friends of mine. You could come in and do the healing to make pay your ticket plus have fun. And, you know, we'd have to take a day and go to the beach. I mean, you came all the way to Tampa Bay. We're going to go get some shells, guys.
Yeah.
626, we got 3 minutes to be with you. Would you like to talk to Dina and Jethro?
Yes, this is Laura from California.
Laura, you rock. Where have you been, our Laura?
I've been waiting. I have a question.
And you brought it to the fence. Yes.
My 3-year-old son keeps pointing to the ceiling and saying that something is bothering him. And I told him, you know, okay, just tell it to stop bothering you. He's like, but Mommy, it doesn't have a mouth. Can you tell me what's going on with that?
He's sensing an entity. I feel like he's getting the entity in the house. Have you smudged the house?
No.
You definitely, I'm sorry, Dina, would you help? Here we go.
Yeah, the last line was what he said.
He said that it doesn't have a mouth, because I told him, just tell it to stop bothering you, and he says, it doesn't have a mouth, Mama.
Oh, it doesn't have a mouth. I'm with Jethro on that one. You definitely should smudge the house and just kind of ask whatever it is that, I feel like that energy was already there, was previously there, and children to age 7 can see these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
this just started 2 weeks ago. He started bringing this up.
But I feel like that it has been there. It's just now presenting itself in that fashion or that form. I don't feel like it's anything that's going to hurt him or negative.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I do feel like he needs to clear the house and clear because it's also the contents of the house. So just clear it out. And then know that it's not going to hurt anybody and that you can clear that energy. I believe your son is sensitive to energy. He's sensitive to people. Mm-hmm. He's empathic. He feels people.
Mm-hmm.
He's very sensitive.
You're in a good place with California. I know there when I lived there. Get a smudge stick, do the energy. Make sure you start at the far left of the house. Go clockwise around the house, making sure you smudge it. Then send to me, Laura, at psychicjethro@aol.com. You're Laura, and I need the prayer. I will send you a house prayer. It's a very strong one. You say it, and then you tell them to leave this house. This is a house of the light and only of the light, and it will go. You'll feel it. You need to leave a door or something there for it to go out, but it is an energy
mm-hmm.
that's there. You know, and then what will even be stronger is you know, and having psychic children and being psychic, me and Dina deal with this all the time. My two would get to the point where they're like, Dad, it's time, and they would help me. It was a positive thing we did together, and we would clean the house. Because of what I do
mm-hmm.
and what we do in reading, sometimes things try to attach. I feel that this is something being sent to you. Someone's jealous of you and your son. They're also jealous of your things that are going on, And this is an energy. Energy from people being put together negative and other vibes will make an energy. That's why it doesn't have a mouth. It only hears and does energies to do intents. But it's negative and it's scaring your son. And so you want it out of the house. By putting the smudge, it will dissipate and break the energy. You also can do a bath in Epsom salt. It's a really good one to put in maybe half a cup or a little bit of cup. You know, a kid, a really good thing with a child is to put them in the energy and then do that cleansing out. I mean, Dina, you know, with both of us from having psychic children, I told my son, I go, you've made salt famous because every time I try and you have something follow you home. Ryan was the one who would come in and he's like, Dad, I don't know why, but we went to the ghost house. I'm like, what? She went to the ghost house. And I'd be like, oh, no, here's that lady again with the little chair. And she'd be out there in my yard. Here's this woman in the house. And she's like, no, 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 no. And she's cussing me in another language. And I'm like, ma'am, I don't even know you. And I'm like, you know, so I'm doing the light. So you welcome to the world of having a psychic baby. We love you, Laura. I hope we helped. You know, send me that.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. We love you. We are at that point of time. They're going to throw us out of this place. Make sure you guys keep on with it. Psychic's Gone Wild. We've got some new things happening, all surprises. Me and Dina are going to bring in a special person on the show who is very excited. He is. We said he was Dina's number one fan, and then he proved to me that he's not, but he loves her anyway. We're going to have him talking. He's going to be discussing some things that we're working on. Be ready to talk about some healing. We're going to talk about some violet ray healing, color healing, other energies of healing. Those are what we've got coming up in topics. Dina, I love you. I missed you guys the other night. Amy's out, wrote us on Facebook. She couldn't make it. We love you, Amy. We missed you. Remember, Amy, don't work so hard. Amy's out there all over. I know that Blog Talk, you guys don't take our people out and not put them back where you left them. Amy belongs here with us. Just remember that. Okay? So, Dina, tell me anything you want to tell me before we slam this door shut and lock it.
Well, just have a great weekend. The energy is supposed to be kind of tough over the rest of the month, this month, April. Just kind of ignore it and enjoy your day anyway.
Love you guys. See you next week.